Nancy Pelosi just 4 weeks ago sold off $3 million worth of shares in Google.
If you can't see that there is a dual system of justice in this family, I can't help you. It's just, it's asinine. Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Hello.
A new daily special at Nutrisystem.com/ladies. This is their special.
Hey, ladies.
This is their special. This is their complete 55 special. So if you are a woman, like an actual real woman, age 55 or older, there is a weight loss plan from Nutrisystem just for you. And it's called Complete 55. It has all the Hearty Inspirations meals, the ones that are really big and hearty that keep you full for like 5 hours. Everything tastes delicious. We can say this knowing firsthand that everything tastes delicious. Like, I was so excited when I found that lasagna the other day. You don't have
it's
no idea.
It's always a bonus.
So, so good. Super easy prep. Everything gets delivered to your door. You actually save money because you're not buying a bunch of unnecessary ingredients at the grocery store that you don't end up using. Everything is prepared for you. Easy peasy to follow this plan. And so you can get a discount on this plan at Nutrisystem.com/ladies.
Ladies, check it out. We should probably remind people too of how to do the insiders thing. Like, if you're interested in joining Insiders, we really need to tell people how to do that. Can you, like, remind people? Can you help me remind people how to do that?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, actually, because I got an email today, just this morning, from someone who is having trouble. And I don't exactly know why, but she was having trouble because there was the join button and she would keep hitting it, but then it would just keep saying join. I don't know. Here's a trick that I do know works. Don't try to sign up for the Insiders group on a phone. Use a laptop or desktop. That seems to make a difference. And so if you go to our main Facebook page, Chicks on the Right main page, there is a button there that says join now or subscribe now. I forget what it says exactly, but that's how you would do that. You can also go to our link tree, which is just chicksontheright.com/links. And there's just a link that takes you right to the Insiders group and you can join that way. So our Facebook Insiders and our local supporters, those are our subscription groups, which means the people in there are tight with one another. They're tight with us and they are your people. That's where you want to be.
Yeah. And they get some extra content from us, like how many throw pillows are in my cabin and whatnot.
The pillow
it's
house.
It's the fun stuff. You know, it's the pillow house. They get to see things that like maybe other people don't get to see, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a good group of folks, you guys. Those are your people.
They really are fantastic, fantastic people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, lots to get to. Couple headlines just to get out of the way really, really quickly. Apparently, there was a local doctor in Diamond from Diamond and Silk's like local area that released the cause of death for Diamond, which he said was heart disease due to chronic high blood pressure. And so because there was no autopsy, which I cannot understand, that's all we're ever going to know. We're not going to know why. We're just never going to know any more than that. So the questions will continue because there was no autopsy.
Yeah. So do we even know for sure if she was vaccinated? Do we even know that for sure?
Right? I don't think we do.
I feel like that's important. Yeah. Because there's a lot of speculation about that too. There's just a lot of speculation
for no reason.
Just a lot.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what we know about that, which is not a whole lot, but. That's what we know. Okay. The other headline, I love this because Josh Hawley is just such a freaking badass. So you may have heard, what's the attorney general's name? Garland. Mm-hmm. He announced yesterday that they're doing some big lawsuit against Google, like an antitrust lawsuit.
Yes,
right?
Oh my God. It was so long and convoluted.
Yeah, I know. And his voice just grates. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But anyway, it just so happens that Nancy Pelosi just 4 weeks ago sold off $3 million worth of shares in Google.
Oh, that's so weird.
Super coincidental, right?
Super
and so this
weird.
Is obviously a problem. There's like a huge problem with the fact that Congress gets these insider tips and people have tried to stop this before. They never, it never gets anywhere. Well, now Josh Hawley has introduced legislation called the Pelosi ACT.
And oh my God.
And
I
it's
love
an
it.
Acronym, you guys. It's so perfect. So Pelosi stands for Preventing Elected Leaders from Owning Securities and Investments.
It's so perfect. God, that is the greatest.
Right? I just love that.
That
oh
is
my God,
the
I
greatest.
Love that so much.
You know, her head is exploding. Her head is just exploding. She's eating ice cream out of her $24,000 fridge. But all those investments made.
Yeah.
So weird. So weird.
But anyway, yes. That's all happening. Go, yeah. Josh Hawley.
God, I
and
love it.
Also, listen, we have had some issues with Kevin McCarthy, right? Mm-hmm. Like Kevin McCarthy has not been our favorite, but he is doing a great job so far as speaker. He went completely scorched earth yesterday talking about the fact that he is not allowing Schiff or Swalwell back on the intelligence committees. They're going to be able to serve on committees. It's not like they're just banned from committees. They're not being Democrats about it, okay? They're just not letting them serve on the intelligence committee. And he explained why in this perfectly awesome way. And it was just so, so great. And I was proud of him. I was proud of him, you guys. I was proud.
Oh, yeah, he did. He showed some balls. Yeah. And he talked about integrity. And it was nice. Are we going to play that?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to play it okay. Right now. And I'm going to play the whole thing, even though it's just a tidge over 2 minutes, because every word of it is perfect. Listen.
It's perfection. Yeah.
Just raised a question. I'm going to be very clear with you. The Intel Committee is different. You know why? Because what happens in the Intel Committee, you don't know. What happens in the Intel Committee, although the secrets are going on in the world, other members of Congress don't know. What did Adam Schiff do as the chairman of the Intel Committee? What Adam Schiff did, use his power as a chairman and lie to the American public. Even the Inspector General said it. When Devin Nunes put out a memo, he said it was false. When we had a laptop, he used it before an election to be politics and say that it was false and said it was the Russians. When he knew different, when he knew the Intel, if you talk to John Radcliffe, DNI, he came out ahead of time and says there's no intel to prove that, and he used his position as chairman, knowing he has information the rest of America does not, and lied to the American public. When a whistleblower came forward, he said he did not know the individual, even though his staff had met with him and set it up. So no, he does not have a right to sit on that. But I will not be like Democrats and play politics with these, where they removed Republicans from committees and all committees. So yes, he can serve on a committee, but he will not serve on intel, because it goes to the national security of America. And I will always put them first, all right? And if you want to talk about Swalwell, let's talk about Swalwell, because you have not had the briefing that I had. I had the briefing and Nancy Pelosi had the briefing from the FBI. The FBI never came before this Congress to tell the leadership of this Congress that Eric Swalwell had a problem with a Chinese spy until he served on intel. So it wasn't just us who were concerned about it. The FBI was concerned about putting a member of Congress on the Intel Committee that has the rights to see things that others don't because of his knowledge and relationship with a Chinese spy. They brought it to the works of the leaders. I've got that briefing. So I do not believe he should sit on there, that committee. And I believe there's 200 other Democrats that can serve on that committee. So this has nothing to do with Santos. Santos is not on the Intel Committee. But you know what? Those voters elected Schiff, even though he lied. Those voters elected Swalwell, even though he lied to the American public, too. So you know what? I'll respect his voters, too, and they'll serve on committees. But they will not serve on a place that has national security reverence, because integrity matters to me.
I love that.
I know. Oh, damn. Damn, that was good.
That
he
was
did
good.
Great. I know.
I mean, I'm impressed. I am impressed so far.
It was a little impressive. It was a little impressive. You're kind of
right?
Like, okay, well, maybe we will go to prom with you. Maybe, maybe you just keep that up, and maybe we will reconsider
Was great. And now, of course, I saw Schiff on Twitter this morning just absolutely crying about it, just being if he thinks this is going to stop me, just he needs to just wait and see, because I'm not going like, to defend our democracy. Go away.
They're
lying a-hole.
Somebody just drop kick that. Whatever. This is like Scrappy Doo, man. Shut up.
Oh, my God. So, God. Yeah, so far, so good, Kevin McCarthy. Way to have a set. I mean, this is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, the reason for my name today is because there's some stuff going on in Florida with DeSantis. People are losing their minds all over again because DeSantis has pulled, for now, this recommended class from the College Board for high school seniors. It's an AP African-American or African history class. And so there's all kinds of hullabaloo about it because DeSantis is like, this is woke BS that has no place in a high school. And so here you go, College Board. I'm sending it back to you for revision because right now you got some serious problems with this class. That's it. So he's saying, take all the woke bullshit out of it and we'll talk. So people are freaking out. They're like, they're basically likening it to this whole don't say gay bill and saying it's a don't say black bill, which is ridiculous. So that's why my name is Don't Say Mock today. But Jesse Waters did a great bit on this last night. And so we're going to play his intro first and then some reaction to the bill from places like The View and other Democrat psychos on the other channels. But first, here's Jesse to break it down.
Time read this syllabus for the African-American AP history course that DeSantis rejected in Florida. That's making all these liberals crazy. And I got to give this course credit. The first three quarters of this African-American AP history course is very high quality, very rigorous stuff. As a history major, I am impressed. But here's the problem. The last quarter of this course goes off the rails. This course is going along perfectly, and then, boom, critical race theory, abolish the prisons, overthrow capitalism, intersectionality, whatever that means. I think it's where they rank people based on their race and gender. You read pro-reparations material, nothing to balance the other side. The required reading discusses how white supremacist superstructures oppress black people. And they examine the white supremacist capitalist patriarchy. And then you have a whole section on black queer studies, where high schoolers can learn how to build forms of queerness that reject the given realities of the government and the market. Now, if you want to dive into that in college or grad school, have at it. But this is a little much for high school. DeSantis doesn't have a problem with AP African-American history courses. He rejected the course and said, it's too woke, fix it, and reapply.
This course on black history, what's one of the lessons about? Queer theory. Now, who would say that an important part of black history is queer theory? That is somebody pushing an agenda on our kids. They have stuff about intersectionality, abolishing prisons. That's a political agenda. When you try to use black history to shoehorn in queer theory, you are clearly trying to use that for political purposes.
I mean,
I love how they try to squeeze it in at the end, though. Like, right. If you read the first, you know, couple of sections, it seems normal. It's a history class, right? It's an AP history class.
It seems great. According to Jesse, it's really, really good.
It seems great. And that's like, that's my daughter loves history. She loves it. She devours it. And so I could see where, like, you'd be like, oh, okay, this is kind of cool. Like, this is a really neat course, right? And then the last part of it, boom, that's where they hit you with all the bullshit, right? They hit you with all that stuff.
They sneak it in.
And he's so right. This is the kind of stuff that if you want to pay for that in college, if you want to pay for it, if you want to pay for your kids to learn that crap in college, have at it. Have at it. This is public school, man. Mm-hmm. You know, this stuff has no place in a taxpayer-funded public school. No place. I'm so tired of seeing this garbage.
Of DeSantis, because again, he's always out in front of these issues. He's always doing the right thing. But man, the reaction to him, you would think that these people are acting like he's some sort of psycho for not wanting high school kids to be dealing with queer theory in an AP history class. So here's just a little helping of some of the reaction.
Activists call this don't say black, like the idea that he's going to, like the don't say gay bill, that you can somehow draw lines in the classroom. I don't think Ron DeSantis is qualified to make those judgments.
So slavery became illegal. Now it's going to be illegal to teach slavery in schools.
It's racism.
That's right.
And I think we have to... We've seen it happen before. When black people were brought from Africa over here, forced to be here, they erased our culture from us. That's what you're doing right now in education.
Oh, my God. I mean, seriously?
Yeah, that's it. It's not what it is at all. That's not queer theory. Seriously?
That's if you don't talk about that, you're erasing culture.
That is she's equating that to slavery is what she's equating that to. That's just it's wow. What a mind screw that is. It's nuts. And then kids hear that and then kids think, oh, I'm doing this is bad. If we don't know, this is nuts. It's like this. That's not the kind of stuff that we want our kids to be taught. Queer theory. Like what are we doing?
I don't know. Well, and then there's the whole denial of the fact that there is CRT in K through 12 programs. And so even though the Project Veritas clearly demonstrated that this is happening through these third party program creators and salespeople, I mean, I wanted to send that to Joy Reid. Well, actually, I did. I tweeted it out to the whole Project Veritas. I tweeted it out to Joy Reid, who's insisting still that CRT is not in K through 12. And I'm like, how much more proof do you need? But yet the chicks on The View, they're still denying it. Listen.
It was show me a book. Okay, show me the school book that everybody is talking about that is teaching CRT.
It's at Harvard Law
School. You should send it to her.
I want to see. No. I want to see the one that they're doing
with the little kids.
I haven't seen that one.
Just the one at Harvard.
But I'm demanding it now because I'm tired of it. That book that you think your kids have been learning from is a book about what has happened in our country. And the more you try to avoid things that have already happened, we are going to be facing it again.
I think they're ashamed of their own.
Just in denial.
Did you hear Joy in the background? They're ashamed of their own history.
Gosh, it's like these women.
They're just lunatics, you guys.
They are complete lunatics. Yeah, because over and over again, it's been proven that it is being taught in schools all over the country. And they do it on the down low. They do like they have to do it stealth because they don't want to. Why do you think that is? When you have to do things like undercover, why do you think people do it that way? Because it's like something that you don't want people to know about. Why? Mm-hmm. Why do you not want people to know about it? Well, because it's bad.
Because it's an agenda. And they know it's an agenda. That's all it is. I mean, it's ridiculous. Just, oh my gosh. So I'm going to play, the Florida Education Commissioner was on Jesse's show last night. I'm going to play that in just a second. But first, I wanted to remind everybody that you can still get a free trial bag of Rough Greens. This is the like supplement for your dogs that you just sprinkle on their dead, disgusting dry food. and it makes them, first of all, they love the taste, but it also helps their coats be shiny. It helps with their breath. It helps with joint and muscle issues that your dog might have. In essence, it's like a it's like Field of Greens for people. Like Field of Greens to us is what Rough Greens is for dogs. And it just helps them live longer. And so I always feel good every time I give it to my dogs. They love it, first of all. And I know I'm giving them like longevity anytime I give it to them. And so you can try it. You can try it with your dogs. You get the free Jumpstart trial bag just by going to roughchicks.com. R-U-F-F. Roughchicks.com. You just pay shipping. They send you the bag and you're going to see your dogs are going to go nuts for the stuff. And it's so good for them.
Yeah,
so
they love it. It's like a daily oil change for your doggies.
It is like a daily oil change.
That's what it is. Yeah. And you guys, make sure you go to our website too. Every day. Chicksontheright.com. Go there. Go there. Read our stuff.
It's good stuff.
Engage. Talk to us. We'll be
there. You
know
who I know reads it? Sydney Watson, who we had on the show yesterday for our deep dive. That's gonna come out Saturday, you guys.
Yeah, that's right. She does it. She follows us and she does. You're right. She does. She said that yesterday when we talked to her. She was delightful.
Oh my gosh.
We really
so
liked her. She's like our new BFF. We have a lot of BFFs and she's like our new highest one. I really like talking to her. Yeah.
She was so much fun. And she did say she reads it. So if you want to be like Sydney, you should read it too. Thank you, Luke. Luke says, good morning, gorgeous, God given to us chicks on the right side of this nightmare we're living. Love y'all. Good morning, everyone. Have a good hump day. Thank you, Luke. That's so sweet.
Thank you.
Okay. So Florida Education Commissioner and GCQC, Daisy, I'm so glad you're enjoying your king cake. Did you get yours yet, Mom?
You haven't gotten it? The king cake. Oh my God. It's like I put a thank you out on Facebook. I didn't thank her yet here, but the king cake is the New Orleans king cake where you'd like, there's a baby inside. You can find the baby inside.
What are you talking about?
It's like a big, it's a big tradition. It's a New Orleans Mardi Gras tradition. I've never had one before. We've literally, it's like a giant donut, Mock. Like, you're going to love it.
This you're is gonna food. You're telling me this is actual food I can eat?
Yes, it's food you can eat. We've already eaten like half of it last night. And we got
oh my gosh, I have to check my mailbox today.
Thank you so much. I mean, it was the best. I say it was. We still have half of it to eat today, which we will devour today. But you have to like,
I don't know about this.
It's really, it's a neat tradition. King cake. You guys have probably heard of king cake. And I've never
Everybody's surprised that I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Baby doll on the cake. Right. And the thing is, I was like, it's supposed to give you good luck if you find the baby doll. Right. And so I kept cutting pieces last night, trying to eat like as much as I can. And my husband's like, honey, quit cutting, like quit doing that. Every single piece that you cut, you have to eat. And I'm like, that's okay. And so I was eating like half the cake last night, trying to find the baby.
How big is the baby? Like, can you accidentally swallow it?
It's a tiny little, that's what he goes, we probably already swallowed it. I'm like, no, it's a big enough, they say it's a big enough baby where I don't think you can. It's like, it's the Lent cake. That's what they say. It's like the Lent cake.
Okay.
But all right. They say that, the one who finds the baby has to buy the next cake. This is what people are saying. Yeah. I'm fine with that. I want good luck.
It's a Mardi Gras cake. Okay. Oh my God. I'm so excited. Thank you. Uh-huh. I didn't know I was getting that. I'm super, super stoked now. Yeah. Yay. Okay.
I'll be you're going to love it. And I got beads and a little mask. I was all excited. I know.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is so fantastic. All right. Let me get to this EU or the education commissioner that responded to some of the criticism about the don't say black thing from Florida, which is so dumb. Here he is.
Then says it is illegal to teach slavery in the state of Florida. Is that true?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jesse, I'm just glad that Don Lemon and the communist at CNN are teaching our students here in Florida. And we have a robust African-American history curriculum with over 5 courses in our state, and it is required teaching.
So why are they saying that this is racist to knock this thing down? Are they pointing to anything specific?
No, they're not. They're basically ignoring the fact that this has queer studies, that it has intersectionality, that it has CRT, that it talks about reparations one-sided without a counter argument. I mean, take down capitalism. That is not African-American history. And like you said, 3/4 of that syllabus has good content, and that would serve our students well. But we're not going to allow indoctrination to come into our schools under the guise of African-American history or any other history for that matter.
Yeah.
Good for them, man. Yeah, good for them.
How is a communist bent and teaching, you know, communism? What does that have to do with black history? What does that have to do with it?
Yeah.
And like the reparations thing and having no counter. I don't get it. Like, what does that have to do with it? Why are they so hell bent on teaching that? I don't get it.
I mean, indoctrination, this is how they win elections ultimately, right? By starting with kids. I mean, it's a long-term plan and they have mastered it. And it's only just been within the last few years that the rest of us have caught on and have been like, wait a minute, what are you doing?
And then they do it under the guise of, if you don't allow us to do this, you're racist.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Then they shame everybody for not wanting it.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Yep.
Okay. So the night before last, the night before that, Tucker started talking about the Hunter Biden connection to these classified documents at Joe Biden's property and said there was basically no way that Hunter did not see them, did not have access to them. And then last night, he went further into why he believes that. And you guys, just listen.
The scandal at the core of this classified document story, here it is. So here are the details. On April 13th, 2014, Hunter Biden sent an email to his business partner at Burisma, Devin Archer. Now, he sent this a week before his father, the vice president, flew to Ukraine to meet with Ukraine's prime minister. In the email, Hunter Biden composed a detailed memo with nearly 24 data points about the political and strategic situation on the ground in Ukraine. What's so immediately striking, and Miranda Devine pointed this out, having read the entire laptop, is that this email bears no resemblance to anything else we have that Hunter Biden has ever written. In fact, it sounded like something produced by the State Department. There's no question that Hunter Biden used classified materials to assemble this email. Listen carefully. Quote, The strategic value is to create a land bridge for RU to Crimea, he writes at one point. Notice he uses the diplomatic abbreviation for Russia, RU, because he's in the know. Quote, that won't directly affect Burisma Holdings, but it will limit future UK exploration and utilization of offshore opportunities in particular. It will also, Hunter Biden added, quote, further destabilize the UK nationally and for whatever government is in power, and the US will respond with even stronger sanctions. Those sanctions will threaten the tenuous support of the EU, which does not have the political will to incur steep energy price increases, and so on. Now, keep in mind, if you're wondering, is this plausible? Keep in mind that when he wrote this email, Hunter Biden was an active drug addict. Just 2 months before he wrote this, 2 months, in February of 2014, he'd been thrown out of the Navy for cocaine use. He couldn't even stay sober long enough to pass a scheduled drug test. He was completely out of control. Yet somehow, in that state, in this email, Hunter Biden managed to sound like a seasoned Ukraine hand from Foggy Bottom, referring to Russia as RU and all the rest. And critically, he seemed to know for a fact the details of American diplomatic strategy in the region. The U.S. will respond with even stronger sanctions. How did Hunter Biden know?
So why isn't he in jail? This is what absolutely enrages me.
He's under investigation and has been for what, like 2.5 years now?
Right.
It's just how they don't have something on him at this point when all the rest of the world does? Like, what is wrong with
them? This is the thing. I mean, they've tried to nab Trump, like, what, 18 ways to Sunday? And they're like, oh, geez, every single time. This guy, it's like, you could... Come on. Like, we could just, the writing's on the wall that he has done something wrong. And then there's nothing. They don't do anything. And it just shows you there is a giant double standard. It's because his last name is Biden. He's going to skate, you guys. He's just going to skate. If you can't see that there is a dual system of justice in this family, I can't help you. It's
asinine. And then did you see Lindsey Graham yesterday come out and say, I've known Joe Biden forever, and there's no way that there was any nefarious intent with these classified documents.
God.
And I was like, what are you saying?
Shut up.
Defending him in advance of an investigation even being complete?
Yeah, that guy. I mean, what give is, me a break.
I don't know
what's
going
on. It's like they're
all
in bed together. It's so gross. It's so obvious to anybody with half of a shred of a brain that he has done horrible things.
Yeah.
And he gets away with it.
Did you see that? Like, there was a headline today that says that now it's been discovered now it's coming out again that Jimmy Carter had to return classified documents to the National Archives after his presidency ended because he accidentally took some home. I'm like, what is going on?
You know that guy from The Office? What is it? It's like the one that says, if you could just come to the office on Saturday, that'd be great. I saw some meme where it was like he was saying, if everybody could quit stealing classified documents, that would be great.
That'd be great.
It's true. God, like, what is it with these people? Do they not know how to do their damn jobs? I feel like I would know that. I would know not to take a classified document home. And I don't know anything about working for the government. Just don't do that.
Well, I mean, if you have to enter a SCIF in like this very controlled environment just to even read it, that should tell you you don't get to take this home. Okay.
I feel like I would at least ask the question. I'd maybe ask somebody, am I allowed to take this home? Am I allowed to take this? I feel like it says classified on it. Am I allowed to do that?
And then Lindsay tries to say, now Lindsay, the way he's spinning it too, is he's saying, well, I think the problem really is that our government is too classification happy. We classify too many things that don't need to be classified.
He's blaming it on that. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I can't.
That's what it is. It's not because you guys are a bunch of dumbasses that don't know how to do your jobs. Good Lord.
Speaking of dumbasses that don't know how to do their jobs, Kathy Hochul, governor of New York.
Yes.
She was asked in a presser yesterday because we talked about this even locally here to Indianapolis. You guys heard my story with my son last week being in the hospital and just the absolute shit show that it was there, how massively understaffed they are because they let go so many people who refused to get vaccinated, you know, within the last few years. And that's still a problem. There are huge, huge, huge healthcare worker shortages. This is true everywhere. And so yesterday, Kathy Hochul was asked about hiring back some of the healthcare workers that were let go because they didn't take the vaccine. And she is still under the delusion that being vaccinated prevents you from spreading COVID. And if a governor of one of the biggest states still doesn't understand that the vaccine does not prevent transmission, what is even happening? But yeah. Here she is explaining why she is not even considering allowing those workers back.
Our healthcare system seem in desperate need of staff right now. We've had ambulances waiting 5 hours at our local emergency rooms to unload patients. The hospitals, the nursing homes say they're waiting for DOH guidance on whether they can hire any of those workers back. What's the latest with that?
Well, we're considering all our options with respect to the litigation, so I can't comment on that. But I'll say that last year in my state of the state, we put forth a plan to help retention, also recruitment. And a lot of those programs are just unfolding out. $20 billion to bring back the healthcare system, including bonuses for existing workers, helping settle nursing strikes, which I get very involved in to make sure that patients are being cared for. It's a problem, but I don't think the answer is to have someone who comes in who's sick be exposed to someone who can give them the coronavirus, give them COVID-19. I don't know that that's the right answer. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's not. So we're exploring our options, but I think everybody who goes into a healthcare facility or a nursing home should have the assurance, and their family members should know, that we have taken all steps to protect the public health, and that includes making sure those who come in contact with them at their time of most vulnerability, when they are sick or elderly, will not pass on the virus. We lost 34 New Yorkers yesterday. We have 4,000 active cases. This has not gone away as much as we wish it would.
These people are clueless. It's like they haven't paid attention. They've been living in a bubble for all this time and they just don't even understand. And these are the ones who are like, trust the science. Yeah. Trust it.
Can you? I mean, the answer to the healthcare worker shortage crisis is to hire back the people that right. were not vaccinated. They mm-hmm. are the ones that are likely to not get sick at this point, yeah. right? Like,
and,
I mean, this
and be
is
the best, and be the best people on the front lines to help you. Yeah,
and they did help all throughout mm-hmm. the pandemic. So for the at the end of that, to have been let go is so cruel in so many ways. And now that they won't be let back, it's just I cannot believe that she is still spouting from that playbook that is way out of date.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just incredible.
Because there's still a lot of spite there, too. It's like because yeah. they went into this mindset that it's like the unvaccinated are the problem, right? They're like the others. And they still believe that. A lot of those people believe it. A lot of the people on the left still believe that. Like the unvaccinated.
Remember when there was going to be the winter unclean. Of death
yeah.
and despair?
And you're the reason for it. You unclean unvaccinated are the reason for it, for the winter of wow. death. And it's like, this is, I remember that. I totally remember it because, you know, I remember being painted as one of the others.
Yeah.
My fault. Screw you.
Thank you, Pamela. Pamela says no words. Common sense is owned and not learned. Yeah. I mean, there's just no helping people like mm-hmm. Kathy Hochul. What right. an absolute loser.
Yeah.
Okay. So yesterday we played a clip from some worker at Facebook showing how great it is to work at Facebook. This was after we'd played a worker at Twitter talking about how great it was to work at Twitter, right? Like it's constantly about food. Like, look at the amazing food we have access
to.
Yeah,
the food and the meditation pods. I have to go right. into my
and
pod.
The massage.
There's always pods to do all right. sorts of things. Here's this pod and that pod. It's a thinking pod. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now we have one about Google, but this one has a very interesting ending. So pay close attention to the ending. Here it is.
Another realistic day in the life at Google Seattle. I get to the office at around 6 a.m. to beat the traffic and just get a nice workout in. At around 7 a.m., I'm getting ready at the locker room. I'm getting breakfast at this really cute cafe at 8 a.m. Got some crepes, iced Americano, which is so good. And at around 8:20, I got to work. I usually get a snack at around 10 a.m. And today I forgot a charging cable, so I went to the vending machine to get one. And 11:30 is usually when I eat lunch. I got a whole hodgepodge of things, including pizza, and this is the view that I like to eat with. And at 12 o'clock, I get some more caffeine and just spend the afternoon doing some more work. I like to de-stress at the end of the day, and today I booked a massage appointment, so I have that for an hour and then go home at 5:30.
Big life update. I got laid off yesterday.
You just can't make this this stuff up. You hate to see it. You hate to see it.
She should have said, I got laid off yesterday.
Oh my God. I just died laughing.
Like in her bra and like, swear to God, millennials, you guys, I can't. I just can't with them.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, I just had to show that because it was such a fabulous ending.
She got off. Who's shocked?
Right. Mm-hmm. I think, what was the number at Google? Was it like 8,000, 12,000? Yeah, I don't even remember.
I thought it was 10 or 12. Am I wrong about that? 10 or 12?
It was a lot.
It must have been the crepes. They spent way too much money on the crepes. That crepe budget.
And the masseuses.
Put them way over the edge. Maybe, all those crepes.
Let go of the masseuses.
Yeah. I mean,
or is it masseuse?
The masseuse are still there. The masseuse are. They got to keep the masseuse. It's the crepes. They were like, the crepes. We got to get rid of them because we're all gluten intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of the crepes. Keep the masseuse.
12,000. People are saying it's 12,000. Yeah, that's
12,000. Yeah, that shit's got to go.
Peace. Okay, so last video before we get to whack, because we have a couple whacks to get to. I didn't know whether we should show this or not, because again, like yesterday, we said we're so over this Crowder Daily Wire BS story, the whole thing. But you guys, Candace Owens on her show yesterday addressed the latest, latest Crowder thing from the Tim Pool thing.
Yeah, we're just reporting. We're just reporting. You decide. That's all we're doing here.
That's all. The way that she talked about it was very, very different than how she talked about it on her own appearance on the Timcast. So I'm just going to play this and I don't know what to make of it. You guys decide. Here's Candace from yesterday.
Over the weekend, I was given a lot more information regarding Steven Crowder, a lot more background information regarding what could have possibly led to this moment. And not to my surprise at all, obviously, this really doesn't have anything to do with the Daily Wire. And his actions are a symptom of something much larger. And I want to choose my words very carefully here because I'm not angry anymore. Steven has a lot going on. I guess is the best way to say it. He has a lot going on, and that should be clear because people don't do stuff like this if there's not a lot going on in their lives. You don't sell out your friend. You don't record conversations. These things are actions of individuals that are perhaps acting out of desperation. You have to dig deeper. You have to look deeper to fully understand the picture of why somebody might do that. And it's certainly not because somebody is upset with a $50 million contract. And because I now am more aware of certain information, rather than being angry, I would like to implore my audience and everybody that isn't paying attention to the situation not to condemn him, but to pray for him. Sometimes people need a prayer. Sometimes people need a scripture. You know, Stephen purports to be a Christian, and I believe that he needs to lean into his faith. And I am certain that in the near future, more information will come out. I do not think it is my place to say more than that. Well, probably what I should say is I am unsure at this moment if it is my place to say more than that. You know, maybe if I feel in further defense, something should be said, or maybe if I feel that the public has a right to understand certain circumstances. But at this moment, I think I would just like to carefully back out.
What is that?
Don't know, man. I do not know.
Okay.
But that's what's happening there. So
I just listen. Janice brought up a really great question with that entire what we just watched. Are shoulder pads in again? I don't know. I don't know, Janice.
Please, God, no. Please let that not be so.
I hope not. Because no. No. For the love of God, no.
Can we not? Can we not with that? That's a thing that we should not.
The most important thing that came out of that. Mm-mm. The most important question, and we're just going to put that to rest. No, they are not coming back, Janice. Not on this show.
Not on our watch.
We lived through that once. Candace didn't, okay?
That's true.
We chicks lived through it. We're not living through that again.
No.
Don't put that on us, millennials. Don't put that on us. You and your crepes.
Stephanie, thank you. Yes, I've seen. In fact, I think I retweeted this last week. Just a reminder that punctuation matters. Joe Biden takes classified documents, comma, seriously. See what you did there?
I do see what you did there. I was, in fact, an English major. I do see what you did there. Yes.
By the way, I have an email to share from Julie Tepper, I think is how you say her name. And she says, hey, chicks, I usually don't do this, but I just had to email you regarding Bone Frog Coffee and MyPillow. I have been watching you in the morning, not live, as I am still sleeping at that time, she says. And when I heard you talk about Bone Frog, I had to tell my hubby about it. He told me to go ahead and order a bag. He's an Air Force vet. We received the order in, or I'm sorry, we received the coffee in early December. After he read the package, he asked me to order a French press. We got the French press on Christmas Eve, so he had his first cup on Christmas Day. He really enjoyed it, and I'm going to be ordering another bag of beans soon. And she knows that's because Bone Frog is the best tasting coffee. It's like the whole thing was put together by that Dave guy from Seattle's Best. And then this is all in support of Navy SEALs, the owner, the founder of Bone Frog Coffee, Navy SEAL himself. And he is all about honoring his fallen brothers. And that is what makes Bone Frog so, so special. All right, let's get to some whack. So what do you want to do first?
All right, well, I had a whole other whack. This is what happens. And then we start talking in the morning, we start prepping. And then Mock pointed out to me, she's like, oh my God, did you see the show about the MILF Manor? And I was like, listen, I saw that last week. I wasn't going to do that for whack because to me, it's more of a, I don't find it whack. I just find it really gross. But then I saw another news article last week on Buzz Aldrin. And then we had this whole conversation this morning before the show. This is what Mock and I do. We have whole entire conversations before we prep, and then we prep some more, and then we do like more prep before the prepping. And that's what happened. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to make it our whack. So, okay. I just find both these things really whack. The MILF Manor, first of all, is a thing.
Okay, let me share my screen.
It's a show.
I've got some pictures.
This is a show. So this is the older women, the cougars, with the younger dudes, which is gross. It's just gross, you guys.
These are women our age. These are women that are like in their early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those dating shows, I guess, or like matchmaking shows.
I guess. And I don't watch it. I haven't watched it. Maybe you guys have watched it and you can tell us what you think about it. But I just think it's kind of gross. So I do think this is whack. I don't know why this is even on television.
Well, we got to explain why it's whack, though. The why is because the people that these women are matched up with are their own sons. So like all the women have their sons also on the show, and the other women are dating their sons.
I'm so grossed out.
It's vile.
It's just gross. The whole thing is so gross. It's gross. That's whack. It's gross. Somebody said they started watching the first episode and stopped when it made me feel like I was going to vomit in my mouth. Yeah. Yeah. Andrea, it's gross. It's gross.
I saw a lot of tweets about like, what would Sigmund Freud be saying about this? My favorite tweet though, because this is, I so understand it, even though there's no way in hell I'm going to watch this. Was this one. MILF Manor is the worst show I've ever seen. I will be watching every episode.
Is unfortunately brilliant and possibly liberatory. Oh, heterosexual attraction is always edible. They're just making it explicit. I'm sorry, but no, it's not brilliant. It's not brilliant. It's like, it's like we're scratching the bottom of the barrel now. I mean, like when I was growing up, I watched Silver Spoons, okay, with Ricky Schroeder.
And Little House on the Prairie.
Right. I mean, it's like, and now we're doing MILF Manor. So when these people are like, this is edibly brilliant, it's like, you need to probably go seek some help for what you have. Because
this is why we can't have nice things. This
can
right
we not,
here.
Like, bring back Growing Pains, you know? And like the Facts of Life. You remember? You guys,
you take
remember?
The good, you take the bad,
you take the both. There you have. Remember? Just a bunch of orphans living together, just trying to deal with life with the shoulder pads, you know?
And they had to, I mean, I get that there's, I think, I'm not watching it, obviously, but I guess there's like a moment where the big reveal happens and all the women realize that they're going to be dating each other's sons. But how did they not know that in advance? How did they not know that their own sons were going to be appearing on the same show? Like, how does that even happen where they don't know?
They don't talk to their son. They don't have communication with their own sons in their homes. I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, God,
and then,
so
and then on top of that, like just sort of tangentially related, Buzz Aldrin got married, what, a couple week or two ago at 94? Is it 93? 93. 93. I mean, it could be 90. What does it matter? After you're 90, who the hell cares, you guys? What does it matter? He got married on his birthday. He got married on his 93rd birthday.
And just like less important dates to remember?
Right. I guess.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Anniversary, birthday, whatever. I'm old. So it's just one date. Everybody just celebrate everything. His wife is 63, his new wife. And you know what? If you look at the comments like on Instagram of this dude, people are like, he's a legend. You're a legend. Look at you. You're getting
married. Because of this?
Because he's marrying some hot lady at, I mean, I guess for all intents and purposes, she's hot for, you know, a 63-year-old.
I mean, she's had a lot of.
Well, I know. My husband was like, what ethnicity is she? Because my husband couldn't figure it. I'm like, she is filled, honey. She is of the filled ethnicity, is what she is.
She comes from filler descent.
She comes from Filmania. That's where she's from, the island of Filmania. That's where she's from. Because he couldn't figure out. He's like, what? Where she's from. So I'm like, that's what happens when you put so much shit in your face that you don't.
Well,
you
to know, be fair, like if you just see her picture, you have no idea how old she is. Right. She could be 80. You know what I mean? Because once you start doing that to your face, you are ageless. It's just that you look like you have a lot of things in your face.
But the difference being is like when the women are older and they're dating the younger men, people are like, and then when Buzz Aldrin, who is, I mean, let's face it, the dude's a stud. I mean, he's, you know, he's
Buzz
Aldrin.
He looks very spry.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of, I mean, that's kind of cool. He is who he is. I mean, he's a national treasure, right? But still, at the same time, it's like, you know, he's 93 and he's marrying a, you know.
Like, why did they wait so long? Because it says he married his longtime love. And I'm like, at 93, was he just like, all right. Like,
I mean, somebody's going to get my money. Might as well be this broad. I don't know.
That's so incredible. Yeah.
So that happened. So there you go.
So congrats.
Therein lies the difference, I guess. And, you know, people marrying and being with people 30 years their junior. There you go.
Wow.
Therein lies the difference. You guys, I guess you're
taking
me
very today.
Double whack. There it is.
Double whack today.
Yeah. All right. You guys, it's going to be a great Wednesday.
It's going to be a great Wednesday.
You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.